Good morning, listeners. Last week, we began a series entitled Lessons for Life from the Book of Daniel. The focus was in the first chapter of the Book of Daniel, and in particular, verse 8, where Daniel made a commitment along with his three companions not to defile himself with the king's food, which he knew was prohibited for Jews to eat because it was in all likelihood offered to idols that the Babylonians worshipped and was most likely also contrary to the prescribed diet laws given by God. We saw the importance of commitment to values and having convictions that define how we live our lives. Daniel's commitment propelled him to action. In the Message version of the Bible, verse 8 to 10 reads, "But Daniel determined that he would not defile himself by eating the king's food or drinking his wine. So he asked the head of the palace staff to exempt him from the royal diet. The head of the palace staff, by God's grace, liked Daniel, but he warned him, 'I'm afraid of what my master the king will do. He is the one who signed this diet, and if he sees that you are not as healthy as the rest, he'll have my head.'" Daniel was not the kind who took no for an answer. In verse 11 to 13, it is demonstrated, "But Daniel appealed to a steward who had been assigned by the head of the palace staff to be in charge of Daniel, Ananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. 'Try us out for 10 days on a simple diet of vegetables and water. Then compare us with the young men who eat from the royal menu. Make your decision on the basis of what you see.'" Here was faith in action. Our beliefs must be the basis of values as well as the actions that we take. Later in this very book of Daniel, the word of God says, "But the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits." Daniel 11:32b. Daniel and his companions knew their God. They knew the history of their faith and without doubt remembered Abraham, Moses, Joseph, David, and other stalwarts of faith, and saw that God, who had moved on behalf of the patriarchs, would also move on their behalf. Hebrews 11:24-27 says of Moses, for instance, "By faith Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked for the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible." Moses chose to identify with enslaved and exploited Hebrews rather than live as an Egyptian, even though that carried the prospect of eventually becoming the Pharaoh and maximum ruler of Egypt. Daniel had a conviction about the sovereignty of God. He knew that if he did the right thing, he could count on God to be faithful. In 1 Samuel 2 verse 30, God said to Eli, "The priests who failed to live by the values enshrined in the laws of God, allowing his sons to be profligate and immoral. Therefore, the Lord God of Israel says, 'I said indeed that your house and the house of your father would walk before me forever. But now the Lord says, far be it from me, for those who honor me, I will honor, and those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed.'" Compromising is its honoring God, and was not on the card for Daniel. So, what did he do? He appealed. He knew that God would not fail and could not fail, and therefore he was willing and ready to put him to the test. His appeal was viewed with favor. The steward agreed to do it and fed them vegetables and water for 10 days. At the end of the 10 days, they looked better and more robust than the others who had been eating from the royal menu. So, the steward continued to exempt them from the royal menu of food and drink and serve them only vegetables. Daniel's trust in God's sovereignty paid off. Likewise, when we choose to take a stand that is in keeping with the word of God, we can expect him to be faithful and to come through for us. What stands out very prominently in the life of Daniel is knowing when to take a stand. Last week, we noted that the names of Daniel and his companions were changed. They didn't make an issue of that. But when the attempt was made to have them violate the laws of God, they took a stand. This suggests that we do not have to speak out on every issue or on every occasion. We must choose our battles and be prepared to speak up when it matters. There are those in society who are ardent critics of the church and like to define what the church should and should not do. It should be noted that the church has a mandate given by the Lord Jesus Christ, its supreme commander. Our responsibility is to be salt and light, to spread the gospel by our words and deeds, caring for the downtrodden, providing healing, restoration, and reconciliation, and more so at a time like this, when we see our society suffering from the pangs of the pandemic, rampant crime and violence, hardship of every sort. We should not allow society to define us, but rather we should set the standard as people of God by our integrity and commitment to values based on the word of God. Daniel's stand undoubtedly resulted in continued divine favor. God gave these four young men knowledge and skills in both books and life. In addition, Daniel was gifted in understanding all sorts of visions and dreams. At the end of the time set by the king for their training, the head of the royal staff brought them into Nebuchadnezzar. When the king interviewed them, he found them far superior to all the other young men. None were able to match Daniel, Ananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Daniel 1:17-19. They were found to be superlatively better, 10 times better than those who partook of the king's menu and were chosen to be among the king's advisors. What an achievement! And all because they chose to take a stand on that which was right. We can learn several life lessons from Daniel's life today. 1. Find out God's mind on matters that are trending and take your stand based on what he says. We live in an age of compromise, whether related to lifestyle and morality, pro-life versus pro-choice, the abortion debate, or matters of social justice. We must know the mind of God and be informed on what he says. When we take the stand supported by the word of God, divine favor will be the result. Success is guaranteed when we are on the winning side, the side supported and underpinned by the values defined in and taught by the word of God. Listeners, progress, especially in technology and innovation, have changed the world in countless ways over the past 20 years alone. One thing is certain is that the pace of change will increase, not decrease. Let me ask you, on what are you anchored? Will your life be solidly anchored on the unchangeable word of God, or will you compromise at risk of losing out eternally. Daniel and his three companions were in a strange culture. The pressures to change and conform were enormous. Likewise, in our times, tremendous forces are at work to get the people of God to move away from the time-tested values that we're required to uphold. The Apostle Paul anticipated this and wrote in Romans 12, verse 2, "Don't let the world around you squeeze you into its mold, but let God remold your minds from within so that you may prove in practice what the plan of God is for you, that it meets all his demands and moves towards the goal of true maturity." J.B. Phillips' translation. I invite you to put your trust in the one who says, "For I am the Lord, I do not change." Anchor your faith in him as we prepare for another unprecedented year. If you don't already know the Lord, accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. He will enable you to live an uncompromised life by the power of the Holy Spirit. Next week, go to God when facing existential threats.